recently in Germany, we saw what was thought of at first as a far-right attack and claimed by some as a far-right attack, which was actually a mental health condition of an individual. Similarly, in London, over New Year's, we had an attack in Manchester, which was extremely problematic because, as we know, in 2017, Manchester was the same area where we had a huge bombing in Manchester Arena. But then eventually, at the moment, even though it's being pursued as a terrorism investigation, that individual is also being held under mental health issues. So to put this, besides the events of the last few days, to put this in context of what is happening in Europe over the last few years, we are now in 2019, and 2018 in the United Kingdom in particular, which is where I'm based and where I work, we've had a remarkable year in that we have had no terrorist incidents. Well, we've had terrorist incidents, but no terrorist attacks claiming lives, and nowhere near what we had in a very unpleasant 2017, where we actually had five terror incidents occurring and many lives lost. Many of these were large-scale attacks using materials such as TATP, which was used in the Manchester Arena attack that I just mentioned. These are materials, TATP in particular, is used by Islamic State and is called Mother of Satan because it is an ingredient that is extremely volatile and is used in bombs. So just charting the profiles of some of these individuals, we have seen perhaps not a lack of interest because they have definitely been, you know, I was looking at this morning in 2018, there were 25 terrorism convictions in the United Kingdom, and in 2017, there were 36. So there's definitely still an interest, but we have a very strong police force at the moment that is looking at these attacks and that is being able to prevent them before they become very serious, as we saw in 2017.
I see. So how do you justify or at least explain in your mind the low in attacks in 2018 and now the restarting? If this is going to be a pattern, if this turns out to be a pattern.
Sure. So the critical insight in this is the reduction in influence of central command of the Islamic State. So in 2015, 2016, and 2017, we saw the increasing prominence of not even the state as much as the idea of a foreign entity, a caliphate that owned geographical territory that was somehow providing, if not direct training, as we saw historically with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, where individuals would travel to fight in these areas and come back with military experience, we saw a kind of command and control in that there was a very large social media presence, a lot of information was being shared in encrypted apps, and people were receiving instructions from this entity that was perhaps based in the Middle East. Many people, as we saw, thousands of people from Western countries were getting on flights to join the state. So there was a definite peak in what was happening there. As we're beginning to see, this entity in particular has declined in its, perhaps not its appeal, but its ability to draw these individuals to what it stands for. And in its place this year, we have yet to see what it will be replaced with. Will it continue to draw individuals to want to commit attacks? We have to remember that their propaganda that they were releasing through their magazines, such as The Beak, would call for individuals in Western countries that were unable to travel to join the caliphate to do attacks in these countries against the disbelievers. And many people would follow these attacks, you know, the way that the style that they did it, whether it was a vehicular attack or a knife attack, precisely as they had been instructed to do by this propaganda. Will we see that replaced by a similar entity or an older entity? Will we go back to Al-Qaeda? That still remains to be seen. Another interesting trend that in my mind will develop will be the increased influence of the far right and the way that individuals are able to galvanize people who believe in far right motives to commit terrorist attacks in Europe for their own means. So that still remains to be seen as well. But at the moment, we're in January, and the two incidents that have occurred have used, as we've seen, very low-grade weapons. So the one in Manchester, Victoria Station, was done just through a knife. Now, these things are very difficult for the police to stop.
That's exactly what I want to ask you about, specifically the types of tactics that may likely be used, because we know in the last year or so, certainly within the last few years, terror organizations have moved from the big spectacular attacks that involved bombs and explosive materials on large scales to smaller attacks, as was urged by one of the leaders of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, to launch whatever type of attack you can, if it's just pushing someone off a building or rocks or stabbing someone, certainly vehicles. So what do you see for this year?
Yes, I think there has been a definite switch, almost a bit of desperation on the part of these individuals to be able to get whatever they can, whatever household materials they can, to have some kind of impact and to draw attention to this cause. We have to also remember that, knock wood, our police services and even our civilians are becoming much better at our ability to protect critical infrastructure and prevent attacks. So in the UK, we have many, many campaigns that we have in our underground, which we know is a critical infrastructure area that has been targeted by terrorists in the past. Our ability to spot potential attacks and inform a police officer, we have become more vigilant in doing this. And I think that has also contributed to the lack of attacks that we've seen last year and this year, is that civilians and the populations are becoming better at looking at this. Having said that, it is still very easy to buy this material, perhaps not as easy as it was once to buy it online on Amazon, which has actually been used by individuals in the past to buy some of these materials. You are still able to buy it through criminal networks. You're able to buy on the dark net. You're able to get components of different materials and put these together. Whether that will occur in 2019, I sincerely hope not, because we are becoming more vigilant in our ability to spot potential attacks and prevent them. And we're treating our critical infrastructure as we should, with great care, to ensure that something like what happened in Westminster, for example, doesn't happen again. And the way we've done that is through putting bollards in place so that cars are unable to target mass civilians and mass populations where they may gather.
Yeah.
However, we can't do that with every tourist spot in the United Kingdom. But people are becoming more vigilant. They face traffic when they go down the road now, for example. Unfortunately, it's just the way that it is, that we are becoming better at preempting these things because we've had to live through them in 2017.
That's Nikita Malik, Director of the Center on Radicalization and Terrorism at the Henry Jackson Society. J.J. Green, WTOP News.